From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nathan Lawrence. Reports of financial exploitation of the elderly quadrupled in the United States from 2013 to 2017, involving more than $6 billion. That's according to a 2019 analysis by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. KBIA's Aviva Okeson-Haberman and Kyra Haas have more on this growing problem.
You may be familiar with a story like Ken and Beth Bristow's. They were trusting people, so when someone calling themselves Alan Bobby responded to their Craigslist ad, they took them at face value.
Even now, I mean, we look back on it and say, how did we do that? Why did we do that? But at the time, it made sense.
When they received a cashier's check for $1,500 more than they were asking for their digital piano, the Bristows were confused. But Alan said everything was okay. He just wanted Ken and Beth to pay the movers who were picking up the piano and other packages in the area. Alan told the retired couple to cash the check and purchase Walmart gift cards to pay the movers.
I wrote back to him. I said, okay, I've got the gift cards. He said, can you take photographs of them and text them to me? So I said, okay, I can do that.
The movers never came. Alan stopped responding. The bank said the cashier's check was forged. Ken and Beth were out $1,500 after Alan cashed the gift cards.
We're not stupid people. Yeah. We're obviously dumb because we fell for this. But my wife has a master's degree. I'm a graduate engineer.
In Missouri, financial exploitation is the second most reported form of elder abuse after self-neglect. So the Bristows certainly aren't alone. Increasing rates of financial exploitation are driven primarily by an aging population. Financial exploitation is a wide category. It includes scams that older folks are more vulnerable to, but it also includes elderly people being taken advantage of financially by those closest to them. It's something Veronica Shedd has seen firsthand as a clinical psychologist who works with older patients.
Sometimes people have actually started off as very well-meaning caregivers but become overwhelmed. Or there are people who, again, are thinking they feel more entitled to resources because they had to move in with their loved one to care for them.
Shedd says some of the risk factors for exploitation include loneliness, isolation, depression, and cognitive impairments.
We live in an age now where even very concerned family members may live across the country, and so they aren't necessarily seeing the older adults on a day-to-day basis, even a monthly basis.
This makes it harder to notice if an older relative is being abused or exploited. Shedd says families can take action by creating a plan for what to do if an older family member loses the capacity to handle their finances.
So many people don't really have these financial supports in place. Before there is an event where they may lose financial capacity or even just may have a health issue.
When it comes to avoiding scams, the Bristows say they become less trusting. Ken and Beth live on their Social Security. With money they saved before retiring in 2009 and with some scrimped and saved along the way, they hope to go on vacation. Now they can't. They say they're going to have a garage sale to try and make up for some of the money they lost.
Previously, when we've had garage sales, we've accepted checks. We've never thought about it. Now, cash
and
only.
And even that can be counterfeit. So I don't know.
For KBIA, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman with producer Kyra Haas.